Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that I'm sure is on everyone's minds as we kick off 2025. Innovation.
Definitely a hot topic.
Yeah, absolutely. And to guide us through this deep dive, we've got some really interesting source material.
Yeah.
We've got a global survey from the Conference Board and some thought-provoking insights from futurist Jim Carroll's blog.
Yeah, some great stuff to unpack.
Absolutely. And we're going to explore why innovation is so crucial right now, and more importantly, what all of you listening can do to thrive in this environment.
You know, one of the things that really struck me from the Conference Board survey is that CEOs globally are prioritizing innovation as their top strategy for profit growth.
Really, over everything else.
Yeah, even over straightforward price increases.
Wow, that's pretty telling.
It is. And outside of Japan, very few CEOs are planning to raise prices.
So what does that tell us?
It seems like they're putting their faith in innovation technology, new product development to fuel their success.
Yeah, they're really placing their bets on the future.
Exactly. And that's a major signal about the global business landscape we're all navigating.
It is, for sure. And Jim Carroll's blog post offers a roadmap for businesses to navigate this landscape with 50 strategic actions they can take.
Yeah, a lot to dig into.
Okay, so let's start with the why. Why is innovation suddenly the hottest ticket in town?
Well, both sources point to a shift from complacency to a culture of possibility and agility.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, you know, the days of just relying on your existing products are over.
Right, you got to keep moving.
Exactly. You've got to constantly evolve, adapt, and generate new revenue streams.
It reminds me of the chameleon revenue concept that Carroll talks about.
Yeah.
It's about becoming a revenue chameleon, constantly adapting and finding new ways to bring in money.
Exactly. It's about anticipating and responding to change, not just reacting to it when it's already happened.
Right. Being proactive instead of reactive.
And it can't just be the responsibility of, you know, a small innovation team.
It's got to be company-wide.
Exactly. It needs to be woven into the fabric of the entire organization.
It's like that bold statement from Carroll's blog. Ensure that the word innovation is found in most job descriptions.
Yeah, that one really makes you think.
It does. It makes you think, okay, how can I, in my role, actually contribute to the company's evolution?
That's the key question. And it leads us to the how.
Okay.
How can organizations actually build a framework for this continuous innovation?
Right, because it can feel really overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. It's like, where do you even begin?
Right, it's like staring at a blank canvas.
Exactly.
Mm.
But Carroll provides some concrete tools to get us started.
Okay, good.
He talks about this idea of a trends radar.
A trends radar.
Yeah, you're constantly scanning the horizon, looking for changes and opportunities before they become obvious to everyone else.
So you're kind of like an air traffic controller, but for trends?
Yeah, that's a great analogy because we're living in a world of accelerated change. Product life cycles are shorter than ever before. What's hot today could be obsolete tomorrow.
Yeah, that's the reality.
So instead of just reacting to these shifts, businesses need to anticipate them.
Okay, so I'm starting to see how this trends radar fits into the bigger picture. But how do we actually use it to inform our innovation strategy? What does that proactive approach look like in practice?
That's where a concept called upside-down innovation comes in.
Upside-down innovation. Okay, Rob, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, think of it as flipping the traditional top-down approach on its head.
Okay.
Instead of just relying on executives or R&D departments to come up with all the new ideas, you tap into the insights of those who are closest to the customer.
Ah, okay, so like your frontline employees, your sales teams, even your customers themselves.
Exactly. They have a finger on the pulse of what's working, what's not, and what people actually need.
So you're harnessing that firsthand knowledge, that experiential capital, as Carroll calls it.
Yes, you're drawing on diverse perspectives and lived experiences to drive innovation, which often leads to more effective and customer-centric solutions.
You know, this idea of experiential capital is fascinating to me. How can companies make sure they're effectively capturing and utilizing this valuable resource? I imagine there are some challenges in gathering insights from so many different sources.
It's a great question, and it ties into another key point from the sources, fusing generational insights.
Okay, interesting.
Each generation brings a unique perspective and understanding of technology trends and customer needs.
That's true. I can see how a company that can bridge the gap between, say, a Gen Z employee and a baby boomer customer could unlock some incredible innovation potential.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that innovation isn't a one-size-fits-all approach.
Mm.
It requires a diverse set of perspectives and experiences.
So we've covered the why of innovation, the need to adapt and evolve, and touched on the how with concepts like the trends radar and upside-down innovation.
Some great frameworks there.
Yeah, I'm really excited to delve into what the practical steps we can take to put these ideas into action.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's where things get really exciting. Because as important as the why and the how are, it's the what that ultimately drives results.
Absolutely. Let's get into it. Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks. What are some tangible steps businesses can take right now to embrace this innovative mindset and actually make things happen?
You know, Carol really emphasizes a just do it mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get bogged down in analysis paralysis. The key is to experiment, learn, and iterate.
So it's more about taking action than, you know, having the perfect plan.
Yeah, exactly. And remember, even experiments that don't go as planned can provide valuable insights.
Oh, absolutely. It's all about learning, right?
Yeah.
So it's about shifting from a fear of failure to a culture of learning from every experience.
Yes, whether it's a success or a setback.
Right. But how can companies really foster that kind of environment?
Well, it starts with leadership setting the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of punishing mistakes, they need to encourage experimentation. Create a safe space for people to try new things, take calculated risks, and learn from the outcomes.
Yeah, it's about viewing those so-called failures as valuable data points that can inform future decisions and innovations.
Exactly.
It's a different way of thinking, for sure.
It is, and there's another interesting shift happening that ties into this.
Okay, what's that?
Moving from simply selling products to selling results.
Ah, so it's not just about, you know, handing someone a product and saying, good luck.
Yeah, it's about demonstrating the value it brings and the problems it solves.
So it requires a deep understanding of your customers, their pain points, and their desired outcomes.
Exactly. You're not just selling a product or a service, you're selling a solution, a partnership.
This makes me think about Carol's emphasis on harnessing external creativity.
Mm-hmm.
It's about recognizing that you don't have to have all the answers internally.
Yeah, you know, partnering with other companies, collaborating with experts, or even tapping into those open innovation platforms can bring in fresh perspectives and really accelerate your innovation efforts.
So it's about leveraging the collective intelligence and creativity of a diverse network.
Exactly. And it goes back to that idea of upside-down innovation. Recognizing that valuable insights and solutions can come from unexpected places.
And ultimately, it's about empowering everyone within the organization to challenge the status quo.
Yeah, if you want a truly innovative culture, you need to create a space where people feel comfortable speaking up, sharing their ideas, and questioning the way things are done.
So it's not enough to just say, we want to be innovative.
Right. It's about creating the systems, the culture, and the environment that actually allows innovation to flourish.
You hit the nail on the head. Innovation isn't just a buzzword. It's a conscious choice, a commitment to continuous learning, and a willingness to embrace change.
Absolutely.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground today exploring the why, the how, and the what of innovation in 2025. It's been a really fascinating conversation.
It has.
You know, it strikes me that innovation isn't just some abstract concept for businesses to worry about. It's a mindset that can benefit all of us.
Oh, I totally agree with that.
In our work, our lives.
That's...
And the principles we've discussed apply whether you're, you know, leading a team, launching a new product, or even just navigating your own career.
It's about being adaptable, curious, and open to new ideas.
Yeah, and recognizing that we have the power to shape our own futures.
Yeah, you're not just along for the ride.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into innovation, is there one final thought from Jim Carroll's work that you think our listeners should really take to heart?
You know, there are so many great insights in his blog post, but the one that really sticks with me is this. Don't fear the future. Innovate and act.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, it's a powerful reminder that we're not just passive passengers in this journey, you know.
Right.
We have agency. We can be architects of our own destinies and create the future we want to see.
It's not about waiting for things to happen. It's about making things happen.
Exactly. And that starts with embracing innovation, with experimentation, with a willingness to step outside of our comfort zones.
So well said. And thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of innovation.
My pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful and are feeling inspired to embrace the power of innovation in your own lives.
Absolutely.
Remember, the future is what we make it. So let's make it something extraordinary.